IrishRadio.com on this St. Patrick's Day, the family show live from New York City. Friends, if you have joined us or joined us only recently, now 2.5 hours ago, we started to bring you music and song from the 32 countries of Ireland. So far, we have done quite well in the sense that we covered Connacht, Munster. And with the playing of the song from County Leash, we will then have presented a song from every county in Leinster. So let's do that. And a tune from County Leash here is called Counting the Miles. Beautiful Leash.
Deep in the middle land, the barren, there's a county I'm longing to see. Though it's been many years since I left there, it holds such fond memories for me. Sweet County Leash, you're my homeland. To me, nowhere else is the same. And now as I'm boarding this jet plane, your face I will see again. Nearer to Leash every mile I go, back to old every shore. Back once again where I long to be, the county I do adore. There's my bell in Mount Charles and Port Leash, but down east of Swan Kilmahoe, it still holds such beautiful memories of days I spent there long ago. Ballyfin, Ballyroan, Ballylinan, the beauty of Connacht so fair. Your heavenly mountains and valleys, once more I will breathe your air. Nearer to Leash every mile I go, back to old every shore. Back once again where I long to be, in the county I do adore.
Indeed, and that so there is a taste of the music of Leinster, which of course leaves us Ulster. There's from the 32 counties of Ireland, and from the songs and the music of the 32 counties in Ireland, a song which would be very popular here. You could make this pre. The peace process in Northern Ireland. You could make this at a time in Irish America, much of which would be celebrating, as we all are, the very fragile peace process which brings peace and tranquility to Northern Ireland, brings Northern Ireland, it is its own government through the Assembly of Northern Ireland. In Northern Ireland, 6 of the 9 counties in Northern Ireland are still under British rule, but the new assembly does bring to those who live in Northern Ireland and those who live in the 6 counties of Ulster, it does give them indeed a tremendous sense of justice, finally. Many would say it's partial justice that, as the song Ireland Part 2, the theme of that, the song itself says, there's an Ulster 9-0, Armagh, Antrim, Donegal, here's to Cavan, and to Derry, to Tyrone, to Fermanagh, Monaghan, Down, we'll throw out the English crown, until Ireland's 32 is all our own. Anyway, friends, we are getting to Ulster, and perhaps a good place to start might be in Antrim. And perhaps one of the greatest song coming out of our tunes coming out of Belfast by way of introduction to Ulster might be somebody who has name recognition throughout the world, somebody who has been very involved in the peace process, James Galway, world's finest flautist, who himself, he is Protestant. But as he says himself, he was a flute player for a long time before he recognized that he was a Protestant. And he's still a flute player and very proud of it. So let's just take, as we head into Ulster, the Belfast Hornpipe from the world and Belfast, James Galway. Thank you. Very good. A famous entertainer and somebody who was actually, her parents were from Meath and Leitrim. She was very much a part of the entertainment scene in New York, and indeed very proud of her Irishness and her music. Sister Mary Beata Geraghty passed away a few years ago, but from one of her albums, As We Are in Ulster, I think it's very appropriate indeed to have Sister Mary Beata sing The Boys from the County Armagh.
There's one fair county in Ireland with memories so glorious and grand, where nature has lavished its bounty. It's yours with a very sweet isle. I love the cathedral and city, once founded by Patrick so true, and it bears an art of its bosom, the ashes of Brian Boru.
My own Irish home, far across the foam, although I long to left it in foreign lands to roam, no matter where I wander, will stay here or far. So my heart at home in old Ireland, in the county.
There have been many songs and made many staples, many covers, many songs that indeed withstand the test of time. I think, though, that a song depicting the troubles in Ireland, the 30-year struggle of pure mayhem, in Northern Ireland, of all the songs to come out of that era, there is one song that will encapsulate the horror of a city in Northern Ireland, the city of Derry. The hometown of some of the greatest, peacemakers throughout the world, composers, take a great songwriter, a great musician, a musician of world renown, Kilcoulter, his hometown. And he wrote the song at a time when, well, let me not give the story away, because I think the story, if we stand back, the story will tell itself. Ronnie Drew, the founder, or the one of the founders of the great group, the Dubliners, indeed has taken this song with Kilcoulter, and a very memorable, patriotic song, and a song that many would say came before its time, because when this song was composed, there was very little hope that the future for Derry, as we would know it, Londonderry, as many of the unionists and of the Protestant community would know. So to Derry and to Londonderry, the story of the town I love so well.
In my memory, I will always keep the town that I have loved so well, where our school lay full by the gas yard wall, and we laughed through the smoke. when I return, how my eyes have burned to see how a town could be brought to its knees with our armored cars and the bombed out bars and the gas that hangs on to every their guns. Oh my God, what have they done to the town I love so well? Now the music stops, but they carry on, for their spirits been bruised, never broken. They will not forget, for their hearts are set on tomorrow and peace once again. Well, what's done is done, and what's won is won, and what's lost is lost and gone forever. I can only pray for a bright, brand new day in the town I love so well.
Yeah, dude. A song that will be very well remembered. And, you know, I made reference earlier there about how that song was ahead of its time. Well, indeed it was, because when that song was, that tune was released, and the hope of a bright and brand new day was something which many of us around the world thought might never come in our lifetimes, and thank God it did, you know. Next to, right next to, of course, to Derry, is County Donegal. And for this, let's take a Mayo band leader, Noel Henry and his Irish show band, the late Noel Henry, and from Westport in County Mayo. And who better to call upon to sing about days in old Donegal and old time walls coming up here from Noel Henry.
Older carpet,
Friends, the program you're listening to is our 45th consecutive St. Patrick's Day broadcast program, mine as in Adrian Flannelly Show. Now, Paul Flannelly, who is indeed my co-host here today, one of the reasons he hasn't been on air is that he's indeed selecting the music and the songs. Not bad for an Arabic, you know, who grew up in New York City. But Paul is going to take over here for a little bit. And but again, Paul brought it to my attention that, in fact, my any reference that I've had so far to the St. Patrick's Day parade in New York, and this being the 254th, that's not what it said on the television. I still think it's the 254th, but anyway, you're saying
I think it's the 253rd. But in any event, at 3 p.m., the parade concluded.
Good.
It's the, so that's, and it was a wonderful parade. Very nice.
Lovely
day.
Beautiful day.
Yeah.
So now we can assume that the skies will open and the cold weather will come back. Anyway.
Yeah.
Look.
So I'm glad now that the parade is over on Fifth Avenue. You haven't gotten through all the counties yet, but that's okay. Go have your tea. Go take a break.
Very good.
And I'll take it from here.
Good.
All right. So what do we have lined up here? Now this one is that now that the tables have turned, Dad is lining up music for me, and we're still in the province of Ulster. And let me see here, Larry Cunningham. And this is Pretty Little Girl from Omaha, Larry Cunningham.
Old Tyrone, there's a pretty little girl like Omaha, she's old as I ever grow. And sure as the moon and stars above us, all head over heels in love. And a pretty little girl from Omaha, in the county of Tyrone. There's two little girls that are so bad, and just as pretty in Mona, and this to every roving eye is known. But I guess that I'd be out of bounds, cause they're between those northern towns, and my pretty little girl from Omaha, in the county of Tyrone. Now she wears my ring and tells her friends she's gonna marry me. And best of all, she tells the boys she's happy as can be. Oh, look at me. Well, I don't know what she's done to me, but there's nothing else that I can see. But my pretty little girl from Omaha in the county of Tyrone.
Okay, shoot.
Was down in the south in Old Tramore, I call that yellow dress you wore. I'd go there on the beach all alone. But I guess it was my lucky day when she came there on holiday. A pretty little girl from Omaha in the county of Tyrone. There's two little girls in Old Savannah, just as pretty as Mona. And this to every roving eye is known. But I guess that I'd be out of bounds. There's people north of town, and I've seen it there from Omaha in the county of Tyrone. Now she wears my ring and tells her friends she's going to marry me. And best of all, she tells them all she's happy as can be. Oh, look at me. Well, I don't know what she's done to me, but there's nothing else that I can see. But I'm pretty little girl from Omaha in the county of Tyrone. My pretty little girl from Omaha in the county of Tyrone. Hi, that's it.
And that was Larry Cunningham with Pretty Little Girl from Omaha. And, folks, you have been listening to the Adrian Flannelly Show's 45th St. Patrick's Day broadcast. This is Paul Flannelly, I just sat in for a minute here while Dad takes a little break, has a bit of tea, has something there, and we have been going through the 32 counties musically, playing a song from each of the counties, and we've gone through, now we're up in Ulster. We've gone through Munster and Connacht, Leinster, and we're up in Ulster now. And let's see where we're going next. That was, I think we're going to move our way over from Tyrone to Fermanagh. And this is Declan Ernie, and the song is Anna from Fermanagh.
He lived all alone, up in County Tyrone. He had 40 acres with cattle. As he struggled in life, with no child or no wife, life here was one hell of a battle. But so he thought he would go to all that nature shows, and ask if that Mary meet Anna. When he heard she got wet, the matchmaker said, should it last not find girls in Fermanagh? And me say, only loves Anna from the county of Fermanagh. Her Anna loves only as well. And they drove up and down, but they were not around the town. They were not. You're the preacher said, would you take it to the love and to honor? Who wants to swim every lake? Oh, he said, her heart say, there's plenty of lakes in Fermanagh. When first there was no, she came from Belfast. He thought it was soon might marry. Oh, was her father a dun? This the fruit of the plan. No one left Belco in a hurry. There was Maggie, my peep, but she came from the leaf. He thought he was dancer and diner. But at the disco one night, oh, he got such a fright. But her teeth shone like fine valley china. And he sighed. Only loves that from the county, my man, I swear. As they drove up and down, a doom and up around the town, they were mad in love with the town. On the day they got wet, sure the preacher said, would you take a tree to love and to honor? They swim every lake, only said for heart's sake, there's plenty of lakes in Fermanagh. She said she was willing to marry this man from Tyrone. Now they both have a son, and his name is John. The girls are called Mary and Anna. And old Joe was right when we told him that night that he'd needed to part in Fermanagh. And we said, only loves Anna from the county of Fermanagh.
Declan Ernie with Anna from Fermanagh. And now we're going to move upwards. We're up in Ulster, and we're going to slide on down to Monaghan from Fermanagh. And we are going to go right into the town of Ballyvay, a place you know pretty well. It's on to the Coleman family and the Kiernans and all those folks up in that way that are from between Blaney and in a little place called DeHamlet, between Ballybay and DeHamlet. Anyway, one of their favorite songs up there is The Town of Ballybay. And this is done by a good friend of the show's from down through the years, and somebody we miss a lot, Tommy Macon. And this is his song, The Town of Ballybay. I'm doing it as well.
And you had the wooden leg that was hollow down the middle. You used to tie a string and it played like a fiddle. You fiddled in the hall, you fiddled in the alleyway. You didn't give a damn, you had the fiddle anyway. Ring a ding a dong, ring a ding a daddy o, ring a ding a dong. All right, what's a daddy o? And she said she couldn't dance unless she had her welly on, but when she had it on, she could dance as well as anyone. She wouldn't go to bed unless she had her shimmy on, but when she had it on, she would go quicker than anyone. Her ring a ding a dong, her ring a ding a daddy o, her ring a ding a dong, right, her daddy o. She had lovers by the score, and they Tom and Dick and Harry. She was good night and day, but still she wasn't married. And then she fell in love with the fellow with the stammer. When he tried to run away, she hit him with the hammer. With me ring a ding a dong, her ring a ding a daddy o, her ring a ding a dong, right, up the daddy o. She had children up the stairs, she had children in the fire, and another 10 or 12 just roaring by the fire. She fed them on potatoes, and until she made the settles, and loved the hairy bacon, and she boiled up in the kettle. With me ring a ding a dong, her ring a ding a daddy o, her ring a ding a dong, right, up the daddy o. So she led his the play face and parted them like wooden, and she terrorized the man until he died right sudden. And when the husband died, she was feeling very sorry. She rolled him in the bag and she threw him in the quarry. With me ring a ding a dong, her ring a ding a daddy o, her ring a ding a dong, her ring a ding a daddy o.
And yes, indeed, that's The Town of Ballybay, and that's in our 32-county musical tour. That's the County Monaghan. Now we're still up in Ulster, and let's see now, where will we, from Monaghan, we'll just pop over, cross over into Cavan, and here is Barleycorn, and they're going to do Cavan Girl.
As I walk the road from Lilleshandra, weary eyes sit down, for it's 12 long miles around the lake to get to Cavan Town. Over on the road I go, one seen beyond compare. So I curse the time it takes to reach my cabin girl so fair. The autumn shades are on out to me a while. On next Sunday evening, find me homeward to the Chandravan. To work a week till I return, port and cabin town. When asked if she would be my bride, at least she'd not said no. The next Sunday morning, rouse myself and back to her I go.
Barleycorn doing Cavan Girl, and that's getting us to Cavan, and we're coming up very closely to the 32nd county in our musical tour. But before we get to that, friends, I would like to thank and tell you about our one of our sponsors, forever sponsors for the past 45 years. The law firm of O'Dwyer & Bernstein has been sponsoring the Adrian Flanelly Show, and they have been serving the legal needs of the Irish community in New York for over a century. If you've been injured in construction accident, car accident, medical, any kind of injury, contact O'Dwyer & Bernstein. Go and check them out on the internet, odblaw.com, or you can call them up at 212-571-7100. Free consultation. You'll speak directly to an attorney today. And to protect your legal rights, you will get. So if you or somebody you know has been involved in an accident, give O'Dwyer & Bernstein a call, and you could not get better. Okay, on to the next one. And the 32nd of our list, and I don't think there was any great order to it, but this is a lovely song, and we're going to finish off the 32nd in our list of things. And I said it's been kind of random. We're up, but we've been going by provinces, and we're in Ulster now. So here is Van Morrison, son of Ulster, singing the Star of the County Down.
Banks of the past, it's a star of the country's town. From
Van Morrison and the Chieftains playing out, rounding out our round the 32 counties of Ireland musical kind of trip that we took that was started by my father, Adrian Flannelly. This is Paul Flannelly, by the way, and I'm filling in for Dad for a few, well, for a little bit anyway, because he's been banging away at this for 3 hours now, so, or I had been for a little over 3 hours, so I figured he needed a cup of tea or have some toast or something like that. He's been doing this for 45 years. He needs to get a break every once in a while. So this is the 45th year of the Adrian Flannelly St. Patrick's broadcast. And we have just concluded with the Star of the County down all 32 counties, and we went by province. And that being done, I'd say the next thing is I have up here, just to wrap that up, Ireland's 32, just to kind of tie it all together.
There's an Ulster line and all, Armagh to Donegal, it's a cabin and to Derry to Tyrone. Two for Monaghan down, we'll throw out the public crown until Ireland 32 is all our own. Then it's to old Ireland undivided, to all good Irishmen and true. The north, the south, the east and west, they will be forever blessed, one for all and all for Ireland 32. To Linton now we go, Dublin, Longford and Wicklow, to Chicago by Kilkenny and Kildare, to Westmeath and Meath and Leash, full of nation's beauty seen, while Offaly and Wexford for their share. And it's to old Ireland undivided, to all good Irishmen and true. The north, the south, the east and west, they will be forever blessed, one for all and all for Ireland 32. Limerick has the treaty stone, as in Ireland's history shown, while Kerry sent O'Connell on to Clare. Julian Maha of the sword saw the light in Waterford, rebel Cork and Tipperary to our dare. Then here's to old Ireland undivided, to all good Irishmen and true. The north, the south, the east and west, they will be forever blessed, one for all and all for Ireland 32. Connaught province has but five, the west to wake and much alive, Sligo, Galway, and Roscommon for the foe. Leaps and proud of Shannon's fame, coming up by proudly named that grand and lovely county of Mayo, of Mayo. That is to all Ireland undivided, to all good Irishmen and true. The north, the south, the east and west, they will be forever blessed, one for all and all for Ireland 32. One more time. Here's to all Ireland undivided, to all good Irishmen and true. The north, the south, the east and west, they will be forever blessed, one for all and all for Ireland 32. One for all.
Right, and that is from the Immigrant Eyes album. Ireland's 32. I think that kind of wrapped it up pretty well. Say myself. Dad started it off. And then, you know, he kind of retired or something. He wanted to get a bite, which, he's entitled to that. So, Ireland's 32, after going through each of the 32 counties and playing a song from each of them, which is quite nice. Now, here's the thing. I had something here before. And now that we've done Ireland 32, how about we just go for the whole country? This is Maura O'Connell, beautiful song, and it's called Ireland.
Heat, a moon rising. just like you.
Song that ought to get you dancing around the kitchen, around the house, mind the dresser, you say. Yeah, Maura O'Connell, Ireland is the name of that song. So the next one I have lined up here is Mary Black. And this is a 1988 version of one of her great songs, one of her many great songs. And this is Mary Black, 1988, Song for Ireland.
Through the wind they fly.
Black singing song for Ireland. You're listening again to the Adrian Flannery Show's 45th, is that right, Beth? 45th annual St. Patrick's Day broadcast. And Dad has to take a break. How was your tea? Was it good?
Yeah, it was good. Yeah. Listen, Barry's. How could Barry's tea not be anything but the best? Our Lion's tea, of course, depends on where you come from in Ireland, or indeed. Either way.
You never get the soda bread, though.
No.
Should have eaten an English muffin up there. Is that appropriate?
Yeah, no. But I tell you what, we have come a long way.
Yes, we have.
We have indeed. And considering they're, paying tribute to the 32 counties of Ireland. But I, 45 years ago, on St. Patrick's Day, that was very a significant program, because actually I had not begun my own program until May of that year. So this was the ultimate pilot program.
Yeah.
Had that one gone terribly wrong, who knows? But so it's an historic day, as St. Patrick's Day is since the day we arrived in, the family arrived in the United States. There were, of course, there are many occasions along the way. For those who have, those who have asked the question, doing a weekly program, or indeed for a great number of those years, several days a week. In the height of lunacy, we were doing 7 days a week. And obviously, there are many, many great memories of the Flannery Show, a lot of it having to do with, and I do consider this to be, a real blessing, a life that very few people get an opportunity, as I have done, to, with the microphone, and being able to take that and share that microphone with the thousands of guests over 45 years is indeed a great privilege. And many would ask me at times, did you ever miss a show? Of course I did. But the Flannery Show was there. And maybe this is as good a time as any to acknowledge that my son Paul, co-host of today's program, many times on very short notice, Paul would come and host the program. Many would say, or some might be tempted to say, Paul would fill in for you. No, he wouldn't fill in. He would present a program very much of his own style. And it's a great sense of pride 45 years later to know that as a presenter and as a musician, probably one of the finest guitar players on either side of the Atlantic, and I am indeed very proud of my son Paul, as I am of my children, Linda, Eileen, Kathleen, of my three grandchildren, Gavin and Wright and Fallon, and of course the newest addition to the family. For those who are into the Facebook thing, if you want to see a kid growing by the day,
by the minute,
you will know that Paul's newest nephew, my newest grandson, which is a big deal, you know. If you only have three in total, Sebastian, Paul, Perta, son of Andre, and my daughter Kathleen, we're great proud. We have great pride in our family. We also acknowledge that we were very lucky in many respects, came from very good stock. To say that Paul, as a radio presenter is terrific. It only covers part of the pride that I have in knowing that Irish culture, Irish history, Irish music, love of Ireland is personified by the next generation, none better than yourself, Paul. Having said that, now, you know, you're not getting anything for the state, you know?
Yeah, well,
tea, maybe.
That's very good to, that you, you know, that's a great craft of winding out the clock there, isn't it? Dad, thank you very much for all that. And we can't, well, Gavin as well, has had his time on the radio.
Gavin, definitely.
Fantastic. And,
Gavin started his sports broadcast before his 13th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And is still up to it. He's a great sports fanatic and a great sports follower and analyzes. I think that must have come, though, from his father's side of the family.
Yeah.
The end, right?
That's the sports part. And yeah, there's something lost there. Now, I, even before you had started your show, growing up, we all had Irish radio. There's Fordham, as everybody knows. And then Buck, Dorothy, Hayden, Cuddy,
yes.
Brendan Ward.
Brendan Ward, who actually I have to credit giving me a space on his program for the presentation of news from Ireland. And this was actually pre-1970, but the news from Ireland at that point was covered by newspapers here in New York. You had the Irish World, the Irish Advocate, you had the Irish Echo, and news, current news, was not that available. Maybe it's not that difficult to understand most of the news that was learned that we got might have been at least several days old. The weekly newspaper may have brought news up to the day on a Wednesday. From Thursday until the following Wednesday, if anything of great significance happened in Ireland, then you had to wait for it. Your grandfather, my father, Pádraig Flannelly, who is a national school teacher in Attymath in my home parish, would take the news and he would write a synopsis of news in longhand, and that would be posted to me, so that by the time it came to Saturday, we did Saturday programs, and Sunday, we did Sunday programs, and then onward to Monday, and with the passage of time, like I say, that developed into 7 days a week. But that news for his lifetime was the news according to Pádraig Flannelly, my father. So there's a great... there is a great sense of pride in having the opportunity to have a microphone and then share it and bring to listeners of the program some of the most diverse guests ever, from entertainers to politicians to young groups of young dancers. And what would dancers have to do on radio? They would dance. And the experience through the years is, does anybody think that I have the tremendous talent? My talent has been opening a microphone and letting those who have something to say, say it. Very helpful, I must say, in... through the years in getting archives of the struggle in Northern Ireland. And fortunately, those archives are now being taken over by Glucksman Ireland House at NYU. But I'm looking at the time here.
Yeah.
And what I'd say is that those who were enjoying the music before I came back down after my cup of tea would really appreciate if I shut up so
well. No, and in going with those things, I wasn't always around in the studio when the show was being on. I was rarely around, but occasionally I'd be in there and see who's coming, but I'm nowhere near the throngs of people that came through. There was one fellow that you have lined up here who I met him a couple of times in the studio, and I just thought he was one of the loveliest people I'd ever met. Just a really very kind, gentle, nice man. And we're going to have a song that's very significant to us.
His name is Brendan Boyer. And if we go back to the show band era in Ireland, and most of us growing up, I grew up in the 50s. Well, that's the part I remember. I was born in 1942. But show bands, homegrown show bands in Ireland, were equal to, in terms of talent, the best of the show bands that were, of course, rampant and associated very much with Mother England. Ireland had indeed given birth to a tremendous group of entertainers. A show band leader from Waterford was Brendan Boyer, and that's who you were referring there, Paul. He had done the circus. He had done Ireland. He had done England. He had done Scotland. And he would have continued, as the pattern was, to go through Europe. But he got a gig. He was performing somewhere when some tycoons from Vegas were visiting Ireland. They invited him to come to Las Vegas for a week. Big success, great success developed into 2 weeks, and then a month, and then 6 months. And so even 45 years, or close to 45 years later, a tremendous talent and a lovely guy is Brendan Boyer, and the song, actually, that he's going to sing, Paul, has a lot of meaning for our own family, indeed.
A lot of meaning for our own family. Frank Durkin, we've lost, and Kenneth Byrne, and anyway, this is a very significant song for us, Connie's song, Mayo's song, and Carrying On Nothing, my sister Eileen, who was the Mayo Woman of the Year from the Mayo Society. Well, we're going to stay, now that we've done our 32 counties and we've done Ireland, bring it back home to Connacht. And here is Brendan Boyer doing The West of the Wake.
He reigns, honored and sent the glow. man to try and dance on our plan and lead and lead the Norman land through Curlew Pass and Dartmouth and later times so deep, so brave and glory guard one record.
One of the great Irish American songs, friends, a song that has been a staple on our side of the Atlantic long before any of us arrived here, is a song called "The Wild Colonial Boy," and for this version, Paul. A great singer and somebody who has, taken a career and made something very, very special from it. And I know that both of us and many of our listeners will be familiar with.
Yeah, Kathy McGuire. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, so what do you have her on the, this is off her album, Ireland and Song. And,
Okay. So we'll do "The Wild Colonial Boy." If you know the words, you're among the few, because this is one of those songs where you can shove any particular lyrics into it, not in any particular order.
And this is was done with Gabriel, yeah. Gabriel Donahue, who just
right.
is all over Facebook, who has a new addition to his family. I think it's a nephew or something. And anyway.
All right. Here we go.
Mother's pride and joy, and here they did.
friends, this being St. Patrick's Day, we hope that you have enjoyed, wherever you are in the world, that you enjoyed listening to our program, or in fact maybe watching St. Patrick's Day parades on television, or you know, whatever it is, in whatever way that you have celebrated St. Patrick's Day. We hope that, you know, we one thing we all share is indeed the great pride that we have in our Irishness, and the great debt that we owe to all of those who came before us and spread our wings throughout the world. And there are very few on the face of the earth who would not know that the 17th of March is indeed St. Patrick's Day. I'm not sure sometimes whether St. Patrick comes to the fore in the high heavens to say, hey, all you saints and others up here, this is my day. Stand back. Stand back and let the dogs feed the rabbit. Okay. The tune that we're listening to is called St. Patrick's Day. The program you're listening to is the Flannelly Show, live from New York City, on this, my 45th consecutive St. Patrick's Day broadcast program. Our sponsors, the sponsors of our programs today, primary sponsor being Mutual of America, www.mutualofamerica.com, CIE Tours International, Tourism Ireland, the law firm of O'Dwyer and Bernstein, Ireland's Great Hunger Museum, Quinnipiac University, and of course the Irish Repertory Theatre, the Flannelly's in general, the Flannelly's of course the O'Dwyer Flannelly, the Sheridan family, and again, this is the first time since I can remember that Sonia Sheridan, the executive producer of the program, is not with us to direct operations. But so from the Sheridans, from the Flannelly's, from the O'Dwyer's, from all of us involved in Flannelly Promotions in New York, Irish Radio Network USA, and indeed more important than all of that, to you who have been devoted listeners, and no better way to support everything that we do than to, whether that's on the radio or whether it's on the iPhone or the personal computer or on the internet in general at irishradio.com, www.irishradio.com. We wish you, thank you, number one, for tuning in, and then we wish you a very, very pleasant balance of St. Patrick's season. And yes, the Merrimeade Bio on Tomsha Arish, a great, indeed, a great Irish expression that we could say translates to the Merrimeade Bio, may we be alive on Tomsha Arish this time next year. Not a bad thing. Not a bad motto at all. The Adrian Flannelly Show again, live from New York. Thanks for listening. Today's program and any of our programs going over the decades are indeed can be accessed through irishradio.com, www.irishradio.com. So long, God bless, and thanks again for listening, friends. Good luck. Happy St. Patrick's Day!